You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your furry leader, digging into another juke in the back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. For the next hour, your ears are going to be opened up to the soul that came before rock and roll. This week, I'd like to feature another one of the unsung heroes of early rhythm and blues, Little Caesar. Now, don't get him confused with all the other Little Caesars that have appeared in music history, like Little Caesar in the Romans. This guy has nothing to do with that. He came long before Little Caesar in the Romans. This Little Caesar started making records in 1951, but he's better known today as the actor Harry Caesar, who appeared in motion pictures like A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholson, Bird on a Wire, The Longest Yard, and TV shows like L.A. Law, the North and South miniseries, Dukes of Hazzard, and so many more. We're going to focus on the bulk of his musical career, 1952 and 1953 on this week's show. But before we get to Little Caesar, let's drop the needle down on a fantabulous instrumental called Runaway from Jesse Stone and his band. And who was in his band? None other than the great Mickey Guitar Baker and Dave McCrae on alto sax. Both are featured in this record, which was issued in 1954 on Atlantic. It may have missed the charts, but it's certainly number one in our hearts. Here's writer, arranger, musician, and Atlantic's A&R guy, Jesse Stone, with Runaway.
Bebop glasses and the suede shoes. Come here.
But officer, I ain't done nothing. But officer. But officer, that is my real name. Thank you. real name? Officer, I can't get my hands no higher. Officer, I can walk a straight line. But officer, that was a straight line. Now look at here, officer, will you let me get one word in? Don't close that door. Hey, let me out of here.
Oh, baby, that's Joseph Coleman Smith, better known under the name Sonny Knight. Spinning off the Aladdin label, holding stable on my rickety old 78 RPM turntable from 1953. But officer, I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, where it's at, bringing you to this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's on the great and highly underrated Little Caesar. Horace Caesar was born on February 18, 1928 in Pittsburgh. His father was a steelworker there, and his mother died when he was only 9 months old. His dad moved the family to Youngstown, Ohio, and continued working in steel. Young Harry took up odd jobs early to help support the family. These were tough times. He was working in construction, at a steel mill, and even on the railroad while he attended grade school. During his teens in the early 1940s, Little Caesar got into some trouble. He was arrested while rolling with the Wolfgang. He ended up spending 6 months in jail. Then he was drafted and sent to Europe towards the end of World War II. After that, he was stationed at Fort Ord in Seaside, California, and so he basically settled on the West Coast. He was singing with some gospel groups around the Oakland area and throwing in some rhythm and blues ballads that he'd heard on the radio. His popularity grew, and he started working with Kay Martin's band. At the end of 1951, Little Caesar signs a recording contract with local LA radio personality and record store owner John Dolphin and his Recorded in Hollywood label that came out of his record store, Dolphins of Hollywood. By mid-1952, his first record was issued on Recorded in Hollywood. It was Don't Mention the Blues to Me, with Talking to Myself on the flip side. Let's hear that single in its entirety now. The very first release for this week's feature, Little Caesar. Here's Don't Mention the Blues to Me. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back.
Please don't mention the blues. I've had the blues too many years. No, don't mention the blues. I've had the blues too many years. Well, that no good gal was a cop. Made me shed so many tears. Well, I've traveled and I've tried to ease my broken heart. broken heart. Well, my tool of life was so dusty. Well, I never even got a start. Talking to myself. Well, I started walking and started talking to myself. My troubles made me do it when my baby left with someone else. Well, I can't be happy. I see no need to pretend. Well, I can't be happy. I see no need to pretend. I'm so blue and worried, 'cause my baby left with my best friend. Stop walking, and I can't stop talking to myself. Well, I'll always have trouble long as baby's got somebody else.
Little Caesar, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back with Talking to Myself. And before that, Don't Mention the Blues to Me. Those two songs appeared on his first single in mid-1952 on John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label. The killer tenor saxophone on Don't Mention the Blues to Me was played by bandleader Kay Martin. This next record features Tommy Kahn on piano, Kay Martin on tenor, Jimmy Wilson on bass, and Charlie Gordon on drums. It was issued as Little Caesar's second single during the summer of 1952. Here's Going Down to the River. on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Walking down the lonesome road, my good time friends have passed me by. Walking down the lonesome road, my good time ain't.
Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the Juke in the Bag.
Takes a long time, baby, to break in a brand new broom. Takes a long time, baby, to break in a brand new broom. Don't let the old one get away, cause you may want to use it soon. A new broom sweeps clean and no broom gets in every crack. A new broom sweeps clean and no broom gets in every crack. When you start house cleaning, you want that old broom back. Takes a long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Takes a long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Long time, baby. Takes a long time, baby, to break in a brand.
Thank you.
better do it soon. You'll have nightmares, baby. You want your old broom back. The new broom you got just won't clean the crack. Take a long time, baby, breaking a brand new broom. Better get this old broom, you'd better do it soon. Takes a long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Takes a long time, baby. Well, a long time, baby.
Long time, baby.
Takes a long time, baby, to break it.
Little Caesar from August of 1952, that's Long Time Baby, the flip side of Going Down to the River. Going Down to the River had some regional success around the Los Angeles area and in Houston, but failed to chart nationally. Still, it put him in the ears of many rhythm and blues enthusiasts around the country. That record features King Solomon on piano. His next single from October of 52 was his only chart success, topping out at number 5 on the national R&B lists. It's Goodbye Baby, and the female voice you hear on this record is Margaret Rusty Russell. Tommy Kahn replaces King Solomon on piano, and the rest of K. Martin's group is the same. This is one of the most unusual rhythm and blues hits of all time, not just because of its violent nature, but the end of the record is really strange, as I can't think of another murder-suicide record to make it so high on the charts. It was really one of those time and place kind of records, as when we hear it today, it just kind of sounds odd. And I think he sounds a lot like his buddy Percy Mayfield on this as well. Well, let's hear Little Caesar's only certified hit. Here's Goodbye Baby, as we feature the great Harry Little Caesar on this week's Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
John, is that you, dear? Just a moment. Henry, where did you come from? How did you find me?
Ain't no need in your talking, baby.
Well, baby, can I say a word?
There's a few things I want to say.
Well, let me say something first. Let me explain.
No, there ain't no need in your talking, baby.
Darling, what's wrong? Come on now, tell me what's
There's
wrong.
There's a few things I want to say.
Well, let's talk. Come on, let's get it over with.
I told you if you ever quit me.
Quit you? I haven't quit you. What are you talking
you'd
about?
You'd be sorry some old day.
Oh, baby, don't talk like that now. Come on.
Now I work hard all day and night.
I know you do, baby.
Cook my breakfast while you sleep.
Yes, I know you're a good man, sweetheart. I know you're good.
Yes, I work hard day and night.
I know you're wonderful, darling.
Cook my breakfast while you sleep.
You've always been good to me, sweetheart. I know it.
But when you went away with my best friend.
But darling, I'm human after all.
That's some soul in you must read.
Oh, baby, come on now, let's try to get along. Let's forget it. Come on now.
Now do you see this?
Henry!
What I got in my hand.
Baby, don't!
I told you this would happen if I found you with another man. Goodbye, baby.
Please don't
can't
do it, baby.
Fight these tears away.
Oh, darling, please. Please don't do it.
You're just no good, evil woman. And it's got to be this way. Goodbye, baby. Can't stay by myself. If I could see my baby, I sure would be satisfied. If I could see my baby,
could be satisfied. She's been gone a long time, and every day I cry. Maybe I am wrong, and maybe she was wrong too. Yes, maybe I was wrong, and maybe she was wrong too. But now she's gone and left me. Please tell me, what am I gonna do?
If I Could See My Baby, the flip side of Little Caesar's 1952 number 5 smash hit, Goodbye Baby. Both of those tunes were recorded in Los Angeles in July of 52 and issued in the early fall. Goodbye Baby raced up the charts in October. I mentioned before that the female voice was Margaret Rusty Russell. Well, she actually got billing on this next record, Lion Woman, which was issued in the late fall of 52. The label just reads Little Caesar and Rusty. The tune actually made the local Philadelphia chart for a couple of weeks in the fall of 52. Here's Lion Woman, as we feature one of the unsung heroes of early rhythm and blues, Harry Little Caesar.
Quick! My husband's coming!
Where's the back door?
The back door? Jump out the window, quick!
I'm no good lying woman. We'll make you lose your life. Yes, no good lying woman will make you lose your life. She'll say, I ain't got nobody, but you'll find out she's somebody's wife. There are too many women who are looking for someone every day. There's too many women looking for somebody every day. If you've got a lying woman,
letter, my dear. Read through these teardrops if you can. Will I hate so bad to leave you? But I know you will understand. Well, I found somebody else, but I don't know how they're gonna be. Yes, I found somebody else, but I don't know how they're gonna be. It's gonna hurt me to leave you, 'cause you've been so good to me. Change my mind, I'd be a fool to leave you now. Yeah, I think I'll change my mind, I'd be a fool to leave you now. Please forgive me and have mercy.
One of Little Caesar's greatest ballads, that's Here Is a Letter, which was probably recorded in July of 1952, but not issued until early 1953 on John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label. I had kind of a conflict of sources as to who's backing him up on that number. One source says it's the Red Calendar Sextet, while the other says that it's Kay Martin's band. When you listen to the orchestration on that record, it doesn't sound like a sextet to me, so I'm going with that it's Kay Martin's band backing him up. But I think I know where the confusion comes from. The flip side of Here Is a Letter was a song called You're Part of Me, as performed by the Red Calendar Sextet. So I think Red Calendar has one side, while Little Caesar and Kay Martin have the other side. You see, Red Calendar was the A&R man for the Recorded in Hollywood label. Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. This next single, Your Money Ain't Long Enough, one of my favorite songs by Little Caesar, was probably also cut in July of 52 and probably features the Kay Martin group backing him up. The female voice on this record could be Rusty Russell, but to my ears, it doesn't sound like the same voice that's on Goodbye Baby. You be the judge. You see, the studio notes at this time were a little bit sketchy at best. It's still a great tune. I hope you dig it, cats and kittens. Here's our feature this week, Little Caesar, with Your Money Ain't Long Enough, here on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Hello?
Hello, Little Caesar?
Yes, baby, this is Little Caesar.
Well, baby, what's wrong? I've been waiting for you to call me.
Oh, well, baby, look, it ain't like that no more.
But why?
I want you pretty, baby, but your money ain't long enough. I want you pretty, baby, but your money ain't long enough. If you ain't got a baby, dee, that's all for sure. Your money ain't long enough. Your money ain't. Thank you.
want some real crazy loving, a diamond ring, all of these things you'll have to bring. A television and a built-in bar, a fine, fine pad and a Cadillac car. Money ain't long. Long enough, baby.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Little Caesar, I wanted to play a B-side that we didn't get to earlier. It's the flip side of Lion Woman, called Move Me. And this must be his most jumping number with the K. Martin Orchestra. I mean, baby, this record smokes. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's Little Caesar with the K. Martin Orchestra and Move Me.
Baby, move me, groove me. Oh, little girl, you sure look fine. Did you miss me? Honey, kiss me. I'm so glad that you were mine. Thrill me, baby, love you, you call my name. Hold me tight, yeah, that's right. Oh, it's a doggone shame. Oh, 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 sure know what to do. Oh, 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 sure know what to do. Make me cry, sigh, I'll never, never leave you. Love's a heartache. Some say love is fine. I say love ain't nothing if the girl I love ain't mine. Baby, oh, 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 sure know what to do. Make me cry, sigh, I'll never, never leave you. Baby, I want you to move me.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Boom. Something exploded down inside and rushed tears up in my eyes. Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess. It's my atomic love for you. Crash. Something shattered in my mind and sent cold chills right down my spine. Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess. It's my atomic love for you. I can't realize, but I will apologize for all that I've done wrong. There's no need of pretending our love will have no ending. I'll dream after every day is done. Flesh. I see spots before my eyes, or is it stars up in the skies? Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess. It's my atomic love.
see sparse before my eyes, or is it stars up in the skies? Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess it's my atomic love for you. It's my atomic love for you.
This week's Juke in the Back feature, Little Caesar. They're performing with the Red Calendar Sextet and Atomic Love. I love the contradiction of that song. It's called Atomic Love, yet it might be the sweetest ballad that Little Caesar ever recorded. We're not exactly sure when it was recorded, but it was recorded in Los Angeles, probably at the end of 1952. He's definitely recording with the Red Calendar Sextet on that one. They featured Marshall Royal on alto sax, Maxwell Davis on tenor, Floyd Turnham on Barry. Eddie Beale is playing piano with Red Calendar on bass and the great Chico Hamilton on drums. Chico, of course, would have a great career leading his own jazz band later on. That sweet violin is being played by Papa John Creech. Did you hear me just mention Maxwell Davis on tenor sax? Well, this next single was taken from a session held in probably October of 53 in Los Angeles, featuring Maxwell Davis's group backing Little Caesar up. The song is called Tried to Reason With You Baby, and it was written by Caesar himself. The Maxwell Davis group features Maxwell Davis on tenor, Jewel Grant on Barry, J.D. Nicholson on piano, possibly Jesse Irving on guitar, and Ralph Hamilton on bass. We think Jesse Sales is playing drums on this. Here's the highly underrated Little Caesar, backed up by the Maxwell Davis Orchestra, issued in mid-1953 on the Bahari Brothers RPM label out of L.A. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Here's Tried to Reason With You, Baby.
My back was turned, I let you slide, cause I thought you would learn. Tried to reason, baby, you were just too smart. So now comes the time you and I must part.
Caesar, you know, I sure have big eyes for you.
Yeah. What else you got?
What else do I need?
Some money.
What?
You got big eyes for me, baby. But big eyes won't pay my rent. You got big eyes for me, baby. But my rent. If big eyes don't keep me broke, big eyes will keep me badly bent. Get a bankroll big as your eyes, and then call me on the telephone. Get a bankroll big as your eyes, and then call me on the telephone. Well, if you don't think you can do it, please give me a whole lot of leaving alone. Well, a broke woman can't do nothing for me, but tell me where a rich woman lives. They say money's the root of all evil, but think of the comfort it gives. Yes, get a bankroll big as your eyes, and then call me on the telephone. If you don't think you can do it, please give me a whole lot to leave alone. Woman can't do nothing for me, but tell me where a rich woman lives. They say money's the root of all evil, but think of the comfort it gives. Get a bankroll big as your eyes, and then call me on the telephone. If you don't think you can do it, give me a whole lot to leave alone.
Come in.
Hey, baby. Get your coat and let's go riding.
Go riding?
Yeah.
I can't go.
What you mean you can't go?
I'm sorry, Caesar. I meant to tell you this a long time, but I've got somebody else.
Oh, that's it.
That's right.
No wonder people stare, even when we go out anywhere. I can hear them talking about me saying, what kind of fool is he? I've tried everything, and I still wanna have your fling. My friends say I ought to be free, and whisper, what kind of fool is he? Love is a debt that every fool soon must pay. For everybody will be somebody's fool one day, one day. My eyes are tired of crying, and I know it's no use of trying. For your new love is laughing at me saying, what kind of fool is he? But he don't know how you're going to be. So I'll soon say, what kind of fool is he?
Little Caesar, singing a record written by Kay Martin, and What Kind of Fool Is He? Kind of riffing a little bit on Jimmy Witherspoon's Ain't Nobody's Business, if you ask me. That was issued on the Big Town label in 1953, probably cut in June of that year and released a little bit later in the fall. Before that, we heard another record off of the Big Town label called Big Eyes. Both records feature K. Martin's band, but we're not quite sure who the players are. The female voice used on both records is definitely not Rusty Russell, who was on Lion Woman and Goodbye Baby. It's some other woman whose name is lost to history. His recording career was kind of coming to a close at this point. He once said that he left John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label because he felt like he was being taken advantage of and wasn't paid the money he was owed. He recorded for several other labels, but never really did anything. Moved back up to Oakland and formed a group called The Turbans. They had a couple of singles that didn't go anywhere, and then they changed their name as to not be confused with The Turbans, who had that big hit in 56, When You Dance. Totally different group. As his musical career was going down, his acting career was coming up. He had a lot of bit parts in movies and on TV shows until the 70s, when things really started to take off for him, and he was a co-star in The Longest Yard. Harry Caesar continued to act up until his death at age 66 on June 12, 1994. He died in Los Angeles and will always be remembered as a footnote in rhythm and blues history, recording one of the weirdest R&B hits of all time, Goodbye Baby, in 1952. I'm proud to have put this underrated rhythm and blues artist in the spotlight this week on The Juke in the Back. Until next time, cats and kittens, remember, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. You get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. I want to leave you with Little Caesar's very first recording from the end of 1951. It remained unissued until 2008, when Ace Records out of the UK put it on a great Little Caesar compilation called You're On the Hour Man. Closing The Juke in the Back with Cadillac Baby. Here's Little Caesar just one more time. I'll catch you on the flip side next week, cats and kittens. Bye-bye.
You're my Cadillac, baby. I'm your On the Hour Man. You're my Cadillac, baby. I'm your On the Hour Man. I knew you were good for rolling since the day I broke you in. It took 1 hour to stretch out, cause you roll so nice and fine. Yes, it took 1 hour to stretch out, cause you roll so nice and fine. You got a pretty fish tail and your headlights are right in line. You start rolling right away. After 1 hour, you can roll night and day. Roll.
travel so far, I can hardly hear your fan. You're my Cadillac, baby, I'm your on-the-hour man.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.